Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Talkin' Jujutsu. This is episode 26. I'm Steven.
I'm JD.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
So good.
Are you ready to talk jujutsu?
I am. I've missed the show.
I've been all right. I don't think I missed it.
You've been all right?
I've been all right. It all right.
How could you say this?
What do you mean, it all right?
How could you say that? It's been almost a fucking year.
It's pretty mid. I'm just kidding. No.
It's been over a year. April of last year is when the movie came out.
Really?
Yeah, 2022.
That was April?
Yeah. Fuck. That's way older than I thought.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What was I saying?
That you're doing great.
I'm doing great. No, I didn't really miss it, but not to say that I don't enjoy it or that I didn't enjoy it. There were parts that I really hated.
Yeah. I forget you don't like anime.
I fucking hate anime. You bunch of weebs. Get out of here. No, I wish that there was more baseball. Maybe I should.
Always. There's a baseball anime. Re-watch. We can do a baseball anime.
Dude, fucking do Princess Nine. Please, for the love of God, I want to do Princess Nine so bad.
We really, on our main channel.
I actually want to do Princess Nine more than I want to do Aqua.
Really?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
What is Aqua?
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Aqua is the name of a nightclub.
Oh.
Yeah, well, a club.
Oh, is it from one of your shows that I don't
watch?
Yeah,
it's from one of the shows that you don't watch.
Gotcha.
All right, what were you saying?
I was going to say, on our main channel, we can basically do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah. We can always do whatever the fuck we want.
I know.
That's the point.
It took us 7.5 years to get to that level, though.
Of not caring. That's what it is.
We built up enough street cred.
Yeah, I think we have enough clout now to do whatever the
really
fuck we
do.
Want.
What we should do is start.
He's Bam Margera. What will he do next?
We should video record it and just talk about bullshit.
Yes. And bullshit.
Yes.
And then.
You could wear your tanks every day. Striped tanks.
My striped tanks because I'm the tank top tiger.
Exactly.
I wish it was tank top
bandanas.
Tiger. Dude, I miss those days. Should I bring back the tanks and the bandanas?
No.
Why not? What's wrong with it?
It's so 2009.
It was more like 2013. Thank you very much.
Tomato, tomato.
No, I should bring that back.
All right, do it. Bring it back. Especially if we start video recording.
No, I'm not going
to
do it.
I'd have to set up a nicer studio in here, though.
Yeah, you would.
Well, it's not bad. We just have to rearrange some things.
Yeah, we would need a wall of Funko Pops behind us.
I would just borrow them from the kids. They've got a shit ton of them.
Yeah, I have plenty that I could bring over.
Just bring them over?
Use as the background.
Yeah, and that could be our sound buffer.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. All that plastic and cardboard.
I know. It'll be really good for...
So sound reflectant.
Sound. Well, if it's in the background, we'll talk into the foam and just show everybody the Funkos.
Ah, smart move. Talk into the foam.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed your week?
Yeah.
Did you do anything?
Oh, we celebrated America's birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy Independence
2023rd birthday, America. How does it feel?
It's not quite that old. Great. Have you ever seen Mighty Ducks 2?
Yeah, but I was like 4 years old at the time.
They're talking about the first Olympics, and one of the kids is like, was America still dominant then? They're like, shut the fuck up. America wasn't a country.
Yeah, that's funny.
America is a teenager.
Do you know what?
Just like you.
Do you know what country has the most gold medals after United States of America? Who's the number two?
In summer or winter?
I don't know. Just all of them.
I would guess.
Gold medals.
China.
No. The Soviet Union.
Ah, nice.
Isn't that crazy?
I love it. Good for them,
cheaters.
Good
for Soviet Union.
Cheaters. They're doping.
That's a really good trivia question,
isn't
it?
Their doping is almost as efficient as America's.
Yes.
Because you can't tell me America doesn't dope.
Oh, my God.
I would never believe you if you say that.
If
there's no way.
Win, it just means you're not doping hard enough.
Yeah, exactly. It's who's got the most sophisticated doping scheme?
Who's doping hardest? Dope.
And I love the word doping.
Dude, doping is great.
We doping. Did you do anything? What'd you do? Did you shoot some fireworks?
No. I didn't. I had a burger.
A bag?
Yeah.
I don't normally have two hot dogs and a burger, but it is the 4th of July, so.
Did you have two hot dogs and a burger?
No, that's a joke. From.
I know, but did you have two hot dogs and a burger?
No, what did we have for dinner that night? Shit. We had just driven back from my parents' house.
Way far away.
Yeah, D-Town. It's not that far.
D-Town.
What do we have? Chicken tenders.
Ah,
pretty American
chicken tenders and some honey muzzy.
No ranch.
fat sauce, as I like to call it.
We didn't have any honey mustard. All we had was ranch.
Didn't have any. Life not having honey muzzy?
We were out of the town
for a while. Out of the town?
So we didn't.
We had to go into town to pick up our honey muzzy back in my day.
Yeah, exactly. It was 2 weeks away.
Now you kiddos have it. You have it Uber Eats to you. That was hard to say.
Apparently.
Eats. Because it's the past tense of eats. Eaten. Uber eats.
Uber eaten.
In the past, because it's a verb. It's Uber eats.
Uber ate.
Uber ate. Uber eats. Because the S still has to be there.
That's true. Uber eats.
That's funny.
I like it. So what did we did shoot some fireworks with some friends. And
oh, nice. You have a little block party on your block.
No, we went to my... All of our D&D friends got... Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Wow, you just rubbed your foot on my leg.
I know, I'm sorry.
Ugh,
I know
so that grossed out right now.
All my D&D friends have little kids, so we got together at one of our D&D buddies' house and shot some fireworks. And we tried to buy those little poppers, but we bought the big ones.
Oh, dude, those fucking torpedoes, I love them.
That's what we have. We have like four boxes yes, downstairs. Yes, give me them. Because it scared the shit out of the little kids, but my older kids were like, bam, pop.
Yeah, dude, we used to like go into the garage and just throw them in there. And it's just like it echoes so much more because you're just in a metal room.
And then we bought some Roman candles. But
nice.
We didn't buy a tube. I was like, we could just hold them. And then
just hold them.
The first one it said, do not hold in hand. I was like, fuck? Are these different than the ones we had as kids? Because you could totally hold that
shit. They just have to say that now because they don't want to be held responsible
for
your lack
your
of a hand at the end. Of the Roman candle incident.
Maybe that's what happened.
One time, a buddy of mine, he was at work, he had a bunch of Roman candles on him. And he was just like, I'm trying to get rid of these. Do you want them? And I looked at him and I go, I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to. And I took them. And I just have a bunch of Roman candles now.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to go. Do something with them. We wanted to go like shoot them at each other like we did back in the day. Don't do this at home, kids. But we'd go to like local tennis courts and like one on each side and just thunk, thunk, thunk.
It's so satisfying.
It's so stupid.
It's very stupid.
But it was awesome.
Yeah. Have you ever done those little like artillery things where they have like a little cardboard tube that you can put the little bomb in?
Oh, yeah.
But like if you don't set it up correctly, it just falls over.
It falls over and shoots
it. And then it just explodes on the ground.
Yeah.
We did that like 10 times by accident.
Yeah.
A few years ago. Nice. It was funny.
Yeah.
But also incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, we were very Joe Dirt, snakes and sparklers, you know.
Mm-hmm. I put an E on the end of it. Maybe they might think it's Dirte. Huh?
Stop it. Dirte. No. All right, do you want to talk about this?
Let's talk about this.
All right, so this is episode...
Let's talk some jujitsu.
25. If you don't, it's actually episode 26, but there's an episode 0, so it's episode 25, first of season 2. It's been 2 years, almost.
It's been 2 years, and I can still remember.
It's been 84 years. So I started watching this, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, who the fuck are these people?
Yuji? Where's Itadori? Why doesn't...
Itadori? Is that his name? Man,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Why doesn't Gojo have his bandana eyes covered? Mm-hmm. Who is this dude?
Who are these girls?
So come to find out, it's flashback.
Mm-hmm. So it starts off. There's this one dude who's talking about how he is cleansing the world of all of the
Geto, who we've seen
Geto
in episode 0.
Suguru Geto.
Yes, he's the one who his cursed spirit manipulation is. He absorbs curses by eating them.
Curses, that's what they call the things in this one. Yeah. I was trying to remember because it's either
demons.
It's not a demon, it's not a devil.
Curse.
It's a curse.
Yes.
So he doesn't purify, he just eats, absorbs cursed energy. And he says it's like I hated this when he said it's like trying to eat a rag that you've been using to clean up shit and piss and vomit. I was like,
I'm the only one who understands the pain.
I fucking hated it. So yeah, I would not be signing up for that. I can tell you that right now. I'd be like, no, fuck all you people. If I have to do that, I'm just going to end it right now. I'm just going to kill myself. Seppuku, give me a sword. I swear I won't scream. I'll scream a little bit. I'll scream a lot. But I will.
You won't scream that much because after you stab yourself, someone will cut your head off.
Yeah, hopefully.
So it'll be quick.
Quick and easy. That's how I want to go.
He's saying that he keeps like saying something over and over, and he does that to keep himself composed or focused or whatever ever since that day.
The incident.
That day. That moment.
How do you say fucking Yobi? Fuck, I can't remember. It's Japanese. Yobi means day. And when you say that day, like it's that specific that day. I fucking can't remember how to say it.
What? Your weeb card is kidding.
Yeah, go ahead and cancel my weeb card. Go ahead and throw me out. I might as well just be a bro, right?
Yeah.
Some dude tried to tell me I was a bro the other day. Do I come across as a bro to you?
No.
Thank you.
Not even a little bit.
Thank you. Okay, good. I was getting a little bit scared.
I mean, your picture is on Lad Bible, but whatever.
What is Lad Bible?
Look it up. You'll know. Not right now.
Is it a Bible for lads? Is it just porn?
Lad rags.
Lad rags? I don't know what this is.
That's
I'm
British
sorry.
British magazines. Lad rags.
Oh, planning a wank. Anything, wank.
That's a challenging wank. All right. So it flashes back again to 2006.
How many fucking flashbacks can we get into here?
Well, this is Maymay.
Maymay and Utahime.
Yeah.
Uta, give me two.
Yeah. So they're going
to
like
great meatball sandwich right in there. Just go in there, get me two meatball sandwiches. Mm, like Utah, give me two. Remember that from Point Break?
Yeah. That I do remember.
Fucking Gary Busey. Oh, I love
Gary Busey. Gary.
Fine Gary Busey.
Just fucking nuts. What was that?
Mr. Blimp Driver, do you have a problem with me?
What was he in, Little Big League? Or what was the one where the kid would like who broke his arm and then became
Rookie of the Year.
That's it,
What a perfect movie.
Yeah.
Beautiful movie.
Give him the cheese.
The hot, stinky Limburger. Okay, one of the two.
One of them. It's good stuff.
It's a good time.
So they're going to investigate a mansion. And
it's a haunted mansion. Yes, like it's Disney cursed. World. It's There's a Hatbox ghost and everything. It's a cursed mansion because there was a family who lived in this house.
Yeah.
Well-to-do types, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then something happened and then the dad killed himself, right? Yes, and the family? The
kids, yeah. And then so other people go visit and they don't come back either. So they think there's a curse in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Maymay is like, whatever. Remember? I just want to charge a lot for this because I'm expensive.
I just want to charge a lot. Well, who is that? Maymay or is that Utahime?
Maymay.
I like Maymay.
Yeah, we've seen her.
She's my waifu in this episode. So, yeah. Go ahead and whatever the over under for that was.
Take a shot.
That's who I pick.
Do you think they play drinking games? Because there are certain words they should play drinking games with.
I think you should leave references?
That's
you think
one.
That's got to be one.
Fap. You say that word a lot.
I do.
Only, especially when we podcast. Somebody's drunk.
Yeah.
So
the amount of times that I gag, that's probably got to be. Yeah.
Huh?
I don't like it.
I know. So Maymay, they get there and they're going to cast a curtain, like a veil or whatever. And Maymay's like, you don't need to do that.
Don't do that. The thing is obviously inside.
We're going to exercise the demon inside the building.
Mm-hmm. Don't put a veil on the outside. That's stupid.
It is clear.
What's that from?
Ace Ventura is what most people know, but it's from, one of those like horror movies where the kid died during the filming. It's like the little old lady.
I don't know.
Shit. Poltergeist. I think that's what it's called.
Neat.
Yeah. So they enter the house and they see like trash everywhere and backpacks and they split up. One go on the top first floor, one go on the second
Classic
floor.
Classic Scooby-Doo maneuver. Let's split up, gang.
Yeah. Split the party.
So Utahime, who comes across as like the coward of the group.
Yes.
She's not trying to overcharge. She's going to charge a decent rate, unlike Maymay. But Utahime, she keeps whipping the doors open just violently like, ah!
Yeah.
Hooga! And just like making noises as she walks in.
Yeah.
And then she finally gets to the last room. She opens it and
it's a rat.
There's just some mice under the bed.
Yeah.
They're just mice. They're not even rats.
But then she runs out the door and then she gets on the first floor.
And she finds, what's her face? Maymay. And she's like, hey, how much luck have you had here on the first floor?
Mm-hmm.
And Maymay goes, no, this is not the first floor. Or I don't remember how what happened, but
Utahime is like, yeah, I was on the second floor. Why am I here? So they figure That's out that it. They're trapped in the spirit's innate domain.
Mm-hmm. This is just like in that episode of Chainsaw Man where they got trapped in the eighth floor of the hotel.
Yeah, the Infinity.
It's almost exactly like it.
It's very similar.
Who did it first?
Yes. Hmm. I think this manga is older, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. But then also, didn't they do this also in Demon Slayer?
This is very common. Anime, demon, curse, whatever trope.
Trope.
A trope.
It's a trope.
So
that's a drinking thing. Anytime one of us says trope, mm-hmm. we do that a lot.
Yeah. So as they're walking, though, they realize that...
thought it maybe was a circle.
No.
It's not a circle because there's different amounts of steps in between each there's like landmark.
It's like a train where each car is a different size.
Mm-hmm. It's being built in a line... But
as they walk,
as they go. So it's not an infinite loop.
So they come up with a plan, and it's a pretty good plan. Yeah, they're both going to run full speed.
Well, Utahime says we should just run, right? Mm-hmm. And then Meimei's like, well, that's 90%. You're 90% of the
way
there.
You get an A, but you could have got an A+.
Yeah.
And here's how. We run the opposite way.
Opposite directions. That way it can't keep track. And mm-hmm. so sure enough, they run, and they break out. And...
yeah.
Then what?
The whole mansion is being ripped apart, and like the mansion breaks, and you see the curse comes up, and Utahime is like in some rubble.
Monster comes up and eats it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what happened?
Yeah.
Who is it? Gojo. He comes in and saves the day.
Yeah, he comes to a rescue, and he's like, you guys have been gone for a while. I'm here to save you. It's been like 2 days.
It's been 2 days. And Meimei's like, oh, thank God. That means I'm going to get double overtime for this. Working 24 hours straight for 2 days. That's buku money.
Yeah.
Baby.
So, and while they're kind of talking shit, that's when the giant curse jumps out and tries to eat Utahime. And then Geto has an even bigger curse show up and kill that
curse. There's always a bigger curse.
Yeah.
Just like in Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace.
That's right.
With hit character Jar Jar Binks. Mm-hmm.
The best character in Episode One.
The Sith Lord Jar Jar Binks. Whoops. Spoiler alert. For the new Star Wars.
No.
Yeah.
None of that is true.
He's a Sith Lord.
He's not Force sensitive. Didn't,
haven't you seen that?
I've seen
where
that.
Where he's the Sith Lord?
It's not true. It's not true.
Okay.
So they get in trouble, though, because after they kill the curse and they're talking shit to Utahime, they realize they didn't put up a veil. And everybody could see what they were doing.
But Meimei said, don't put up a veil.
Well, that's when the thing was inside. But when they said Geto and Gojo.
And Geto should have put up a veil. How were they supposed to know?
Well, they were told to do it. And like Gojo even said he would do it. That's why the principal's yelling at him.
But whoopsie, I forgot because I'm a little hot boy.
Yeah.
Hot boy summer, forgetting to put up veils. Gaslighting what? I can't remember.
I don't know. So, but Gojo's like, I don't see why we need to hide things. And Geto points out, he's like, yo, these curses feed on people's fear. Mm-hmm, and so keeping them separate from them and not letting them see it would mean that
they don't fear it.
They don't fear it as much.
So that would lower their power.
Right. But Gojo's like, but we are the most powerful sorcerers there are. There's not really any curses that can hang with us.
Mm-hmm. But they can't be at all places at all times. That's the thing.
Right.
I want to put a shield around the earth. Huh? Tony Stark.
Yeah. So then, but their conversation kind of escalates. It's weird. Like, I thought they were friends, but it kind of seems like they're rivals because, like, they're talking shit
to
each other.
You can be rivals and friends.
Sure. That's fair.
Uh-huh.
But, like...
Like in Pokemon, the classic video game for Game Boy System.
Yeah. Geto threatens to, like, make a big curse. Like, one of the curses he's absorbed come out. And Gojo's like, we could take this outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even worried.
Yeah.
But just then they get interrupted because they've received a mission.
Mission alert.
The two strongest are to, they're going to take the star plasma vessel.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I got a little bit lost here.
This is weird. And to master Tengen and erase her. So apparently.
Tengen-sama, he's what now? He's God? He's not God.
He's got, his curse is like he's infinite.
He's infinite.
So, but he has to.
But there's like a certain version of him that is incorrect.
Well, he can't evolve. If he stays, If he does evolve,
then he becomes he loses his humanity. He loses his will,
and he's and that the could one who bad keeps for humanity. Jujutsu sorcerers, like, and all that stuff, kind of bound together.
And this is when Gojo talks about, oh yeah, because we need him to turn into Metal Greymon and not Skull Greymon, which is a really deep cut into the Digimon franchise.
Boy, is it!
Here's what happened.
Super deep.
Tai really wanted Greymon to evolve to the next level, so he overfed him and scared him. And it made him evolve into Skull Greymon, which was bad. He almost killed everybody.
Yeah.
That's the reference they're making. It's a good reference.
So every now and then, the Star Plasma Vessel is
But then
born.
He turned into Metal Greymon and everything was fine.
Yeah. So the Plasma Vessel is born and Tengen absorbs it and erases the vessel.
Just the frustration on your face.
And just becomes that new vessel, right? But it's been the location of the Star Plasma Vessel has been leaked to two different groups of curse users who are after them. One is Q.
Thanks a lot, hackers.
I know, right? Q.
Q from James Bond.
I was going to say QAnon. Seems a little on the nose.
QAnon, even better.
A little on the nose. And then Time Vessel Association.
The TVA.
So, and they're different. Some worship Tengen in his pure form, and they think absorbing the Star Plasma Vessel ruins its pure form, and the other are like, whatever, we just want the world to burn. So...
So we got the Voldemorts versus the Jokers.
Is that what we got here?
All right.
So they're like, hey, you escort the vessel. You're the two strongest. So they go find...
They got to go to this building?
With like this girl in a bathtub, like in a milk bath. I don't really understand.
One milk bath, please.
Yeah, so Geto goes up to the vessel and Gojo stays down, kind of like perimeter and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Suguro rings the doorbell and the girl says, oh, I'm coming. And then a bomb goes off.
Explodes right out of the building.
Yeah, but Geto is able to use a spirit that he's absorbed to shield himself. And they see the girl falling out of the building.
And he jumps out there to go get her.
And someone's like a flying curse, right?
Like a manta, like a Mantine from Pokemon.
Yes.
It's like a little flying manta ray.
Yeah.
A sea flap flap.
Yeah.
As I like to call it.
I like that Pokemon.
Yeah. Mantine.
That one doesn't evolve, right?
It evolves from Mantyke.
Yeah, but that one.
No, it doesn't evolve. It's got a Remoraid as a little jet that he keeps under his wing. Oh. Remoraid's a little fish.
Yeah, I know.
Like how stingrays do. Manta rays do.
In Pokemon Go, wasn't Remoraid the one that you had to walk like 100 kilometers with for it to?
I don't know.
There's one...
Remoraid evolves into Octillery, which is awesome. Fucking love Octillery. It's like a big octopus.
Yeah. No, it's not that one. There is one...
Octazooka. That's his move.
That's awesome. Right? I haven't played Pokemon Go in a long time, but there was one...
Me neither.
There was one where you had to have it as your buddy and walk like 100 kilometers for it to evolve.
Walk 100
And no one ever walks kilometers. And plays Pokemon Go anymore because you can't do it while you're driving.
Yeah.
Everybody did it while they were driving. They changed rules and made the game so much less fun. Mm-hmm. Safer... Yes. Fun?
No.
You can't even spin a fucking like Pokestop. Like, I don't got time to go to a Pokestop and stop and spin the fucking.
Yeah, I need to be able to do that at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, exactly. While I'm driving on the highway. Exactly.
Gotta have my pops.
So another guy shows up and he like threatens Gojo's like, hey, I'm gonna kill you, flying dude. And then more are down with Gojo and they throw a bunch of knives at him. But of course, they're stopped by his infinity.
So he has infinity,
yes.
But Tengen-sama is infinity. What?
I know.
What if, why not put the two together and then it's like double infinity?
Double infinity. Oh my gosh. Nobody could handle that.
Uh-huh.
It'd be too much. Too much at all. So Gojo.
Knives don't work on Gojo.
I love how Gojo's like, all right, I won't kill you as long as you beg for mercy.
Yes, I want you to apologize and cry, and then I won't kill you.
It's fucking dark. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I wish that I had that kind of power where I was like, okay, here's the rules. That's what he said. These are the rules. Cry and apologize, and I won't kill you.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. And then we see inside another skyscraper, this dude like, hey, we can't really use sorcery the level of the other group, but as Q, we can spend money and hire people. Mm-hmm. So
we got this guy named Toji Fushiguro. Fushiguro, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Isn't that, what's its face? What's his dick? The dude? Who is Fushiguro?
I don't fucking know. Zenin? He was Zenin.
Have we not heard this name before? Am I Megumi? Yeah. Fushiguro. He's related to Megumi.
I'm assuming, yeah.
What I was getting at. Why are you looking at me like, oh, you're crazy with your crackpot theories again? He's got the same fucking name.
There's a lot of names. A lot of people have similar names.
A lot of people.
We went to a baseball game the other day, and there was a guy named Abreu on both teams. And my friend my friend was like, are they related? And I said, probably not. like, there's a lot of Abreus in the world.
Maybe.
Does everyone with the same last name as you? Smith?
I mean,
are all Smiths related?
I'm related to Kristen Bell.
Are you?
And Alexander Graham Bell.
Are you?
And any other Bells that you... No, not really.
I was going to say, you're not.
I'm really not, because I think that my great-grandfather's last name was actually Ball. Glad he'd made that change.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It's a good change. I would hate it if my last name was Ball.
That's super unfortunate. So...
I probably wouldn't exist if my last name was Ball.
Because no one would be attracted to anybody with the last name Ball.
Exactly.
No one would procreate with a ball.
Would you procreate with a ball?
I mean, I don't know. I've never had that opportunity. Mm. I have to be offered and see how I react.
Mm-hmm.
See how I respond.
So anyway, is this Toji Fushiguro character related to Megumi Fushiguro in some way?
I would assume
so. Seems like he's maybe his dad.
Or brother, or...
Brother? He looks old.
They're like a big clan, right?
He looks like 50.
Isn't Fushiguro like a clan, and that's the one that uses the 10 different spirits, right? Isn't that what Fushiguro does?
I don't
does?
Fucking remember. Man. I just remember his name, apparently.
You're so out of the loop.
I really am.
You didn't even try.
I didn't.
Really phone this in tonight.
No, that's what I do. Dude, let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
I'm going on a little tangent here real quick. I had to drive an internal combustion engine car today.
Where is the Tesla?
I was driving. I just had to drive temporarily a different car.
Oh, okay. God forbid.
How do you guys do it? I have complete... It's hard. How could... It's so slow, you guys.
You just need to drive a faster internal combustion engine car.
This wasn't a slow one. It was one of those new Broncos. Bronco Sport.
That's
ever
not
heard of
fast.
It? It's not slow.
But it's not fast.
It's not fast.
There are certainly faster vehicles with combustion engines.
But it just, I don't know, having to press the brake. Like, ugh.
Oh, my God. Like a normie.
Like a pleb.
Like a peasant.
Ugh, I felt so gross. And there's so many buttons all over it. There's buttons everywhere.
You should start a
There's
TikTok
so many
account
buttons
and be very British and act like you're better than everybody and just talk shit about people. You should totally
I
do it.
Should. That's not a bad idea.
No, I know it's not. You would get a lot of hate, but you get a lot of views.
Yeah. And I could do that very well. I play that part very well.
I know.
You're like, it's not a part.
It's not a
That's
part.
It's just who you are. That's why you play it so well. That's why you think you're very good at it.
Home, James.
It's because you're a huge dick.
Don't
spare the horses.
All right, so the way this season is going to work is half of it is old, half of it is like present and picking up where season one left off.
A classic Attack on Titan move to where we show a few years in the future, in the past, whatever the fuck, I don't know.
Yes, time shifting, time jumping. The story's not linear. The story goes back and forth.
It's a circle, just like in the movie, spoilers.
Arrival. Do you like that movie?
I love that movie. It's very good.
It is
Isn't
good.
It good?
It is good.
What's her face? Adams.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams. Mm-hmm. She's a peach.
Who is Jeremy Renner in it?
I believe he is.
I like him.
He plays the husband.
Yes.
Husband.
The husbando.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up. We do have
Let's
a new
wrap
review.
Wrap it up. Well, what do you know?
Dad, I'm going to read
Are
it.
You sure? Because I remember
February 2023.
I remember Royce McCutcheon.
This was just a few months
ago. All
right,
let's go ahead and read it.
Dad, 5 stars. Just want to say how much I enjoy your podcast.
Oh, thanks, Royce.
I started with the chat on Titan to get ready for season 4, part 3.
Nice.
And now I'm watching this to get ready for JJK season 2 at some point this year. Thanks for making my drive to work enjoyable. I think your reviews are informative, yet lighthearted.
True.
I don't think
Thank
informative
you.
Is a word that we would use. But I appreciate it.
I inform people about... Nonsense.
And you inform people about things other than the show we're talking about.
Yes.
And that is a gift.
It
to
truly
everybody.
Is.
We all appreciate
it. I am a delight.
I am awesome. Keep that shit up.
Thank you, Royce.
Thanks, Royce. Yeah, you could check out our other shows too. We got a bunch of podcasts. Maybe one day we'll put them all on one.
Why is the review called Dad?
Dad. Your daddy.
Prank my dad. Remember those videos?
Do you think it's weird when girls call you daddy?
Oh, God. I hate that. Ugh. Disgusting. What the fuck?
Yes, daddy.
Who likes that?
Some people do.
Oh, my God.
I don't personally care
for
it either.
I'm the type of person who would jokingly be like, if my significant other walks in the room, I'd be like, hey, why don't you come sit on daddy's lap? You know, like, just as, like, really disgusting. Like, if I wanted to pretend that I was an animal.
You're kink shaming. You're doing it.
That's not.
You're kink shaming.
That's not a kink.
It could be.
But, I mean, that can't be a good person, right? Like, no good person is going to say anything like that.
I'm not casting judgment. Fuck.
Shit. All right, fine. You know what? I'm going to reframe my thinking here. That's fine if you want to do that. Also, while I'm at it, I'm going to go ahead and amend a statement I made a while ago about eating ass. I'm open to it. There.
What?
Nothing's happened. I just decided to have a more open mind about it because I just maybe think the right ass has not come along yet. So I'm going to keep my mind open, and who knows, maybe one day I'll eat ass.
Analingus could be in his future.
Who knows? Could be. Anything is possible.
And on that bombshell, I think it's time to end. We'll see you next week for more Jujutsu Kaisen.
I never said it was good.
Stop.
I never said it was supposed to be good.
No, you never did.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.